Today we want to look at this thought. The generation that sees all the end time signs taking place at the same time will be the generation that sees our Lord's return. People say, well, there's been signs for 2,000 years. But this doesn't say one sign. It says when you see all of them come together at one time, that is the last generation. So that's what I want to look at today. This is an exciting day. I do believe we're the last generation before Christ comes back. And the Word of God also says, I may preach on that at another time, says that those in the last days will be strong and do exploits. How many want to be strong and do exploits or be depressed? Okay. I believe we can be strong and do exploits. So today we want to look at that thought. We cannot know the hour of the Lord's return, but we can know the generation that will see his return. Matthew 24:32. Go through these things and let's see if you believe that the signs are here and that this is the generation. Matthew 24:32. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So just like there are signs that reveal summer, there are signs that revealed the last generation that will see the second coming of Christ. So likewise, ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door, when you see all these signs happening at one time. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass until all these things be fulfilled. So the generation that sees all of these signs, it says that will be the last generation, and they will not pass away until the Lord comes back. The generation that sees all these signs happening at the same time is the last generation. Look at verse 36. But that day and hour knoweth no man. When you hear people saying they know the day and they know the hour and they know the exact time, that is a false prophet. Because Jesus said no one knows that exact time except Father God himself. Then you cannot know the day or the hour, but you can know the generation. Verse 40. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. This is the rapture. It takes place before the end of that last generation, before those people all die off. Verse 44, therefore, be also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. So it says, be ready all the time. How many know we need to be ready all the time? Because we do not know when the Lord's coming back for us individually. Right now, he's coming back for us one at a time. So you can never afford not to be ready and be fashioned up, prayed up, fired up, and ready to go up. Somebody say, amen. Amen. Therefore, be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Well, I just don't know if this is the last generation or not. It could be another 200 or 300 years. So let me show you something. For in such an hour as you think not, you're one of the signs of the second coming. If you say that, you think not. Somebody say something. Amen. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. So people saying, well, you could be another 200 or 300 years. That's people who think not. You see, this is a sign when you think not. How do we recognize this generation? Jesus told us. The day Jesus Christ comes back will be like the days of Noah and Lot. So let's look at what those days were like. Matthew 24:37. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse 38. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. They were continuing as usual, ignoring the preacher and not getting ready. Eating, drinking, and marrying is not the sign This is a sign people are ignoring the signs, going on as usual without repenting and making things right. They ignored Noah, just like a lot of people ignore this preacher and all preachers. Genesis 6:11, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the people were very evil and wicked. And look at this sign, and the earth was filled with violence. That's the main reason that the Lord God destroyed that old world was because of violence. Violence is a sign. Would you please look around? Violence is everywhere. Verse 13, and God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. I know some people say, well, it's always been this way. It has not. I grew up in the 50s and early 60s, and I'm telling you right now, we could go to bed and go to sleep and never lock the door and leave the keys in the car. It's a different world now. Most people are living in fear constantly because they never know when they're going to be attacked or robbed. People who have businesses are living on the edge, and a lot of people are carrying nine millimeter guns tucked in their belt. I can't even say it. And it's a great, horrible day of violence. And violence is the end of, and God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, through the people, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. And so God is saying, I'm about ready to do it again. Vengeance is mine, I will repay. It's not going to be water this time. The Lord destroyed them because the earth was filled with violence. Today, mass murder, rape, beheadings, sex slavery, gang warfare, the cartel, Al-Qaeda, jihads, and ISIS. Violence, violence, violence. Luke chapter 17, verse 28, the Lord gives us another sign. Likewise, as it was in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. And so they ignored the problem and lived as usual, even though they're very wicked and they had Lot there as a witness, but they would not talk to him. They even threatened him. In verse 29, but on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, Jesus said this. People say, well, I don't believe God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, Jesus believed it because he was there. He's been the Son of God ever as long as God's been God. But on the day that Lot went out, this is Jesus speaking, on the day that Lot, let me know, it doesn't matter what you believe. It matters what the Bible says. And if you believe what the Bible believes, then you're okay, and it matters what you believe. But if you do not believe the Bible, you're not believing, it's not going to change it. It's not going to change it. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Jesus says this happened. Verse 30, even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. It'll be like Sodom and Gomorrah. Society will be like Sodom at the second coming, Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis 19:1, the two angels arrived at Sodom in the evening, and Lot had moved there to live, which was a cousin of Abraham. And Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city, verse 2. My lords, he said, he addressed the angels as lords, please turn aside to your servant's house. In other words, come and spend some time in my house. Verse 4, before they had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. Notice it says all the men surrounded the house. This is in the Bible. Should I read it? Yes. Should I read it? Verse 5, they called to Lot, Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so we can have sex with them. They thought these were young men. They were angels. You don't want to get the two mixed up. Verse 7, Lot said, no, my friends, don't do this wicked thing. Verse 9, and they said, this fellow wants to play the judge. So they got really mad at him, and they said, we will treat you worse than them. So they had a sign, a revelation from God that what they were doing was not pleasing to God, and they flat didn't care, like many right around us today. You see, they said, we'll rape you if you don't get out of our way. And they said, this fellow wants to play the judge. We'll treat you worse than them. They moved forward to break down the door to get to those, what they thought were young men. The angels, not just being young men, but angels struck them blind to stop them. This is in the Bible, in the Word of God. God's Word is inerrant, and it is it's the last word on everything. Amen. Well, I don't believe it. On Judgment Day, you will believe it. And so will everybody else. And God destroyed them. Jesus said he did. And in this story of Sodom and Gomorrah, it says God rained down sulfur and brimstone and fire, whatever you call it, and destroyed them all. There comes a time that a loving, compassionate God says, I can't let this go on any longer because people are destroying each other. That's why he ended the old world. That's why he destroyed Sodom. And he's going to bring judgment on this world because of all the violence and the wickedness and people forcing ungodly things on people who want to be godly. Now pay attention. There have always been homosexuals. But this is about militant homosexuals who are attempting to force their will and lifestyle on others. Some of my best friends are homosexual. I love them like family. I die for them. And time to almost got in a fight for them. Yay. But it's not talking about the friendly homosexual. It's talking about the militant one that's trying to ram it down our throat and make us accept it and say it's right when it's wrong. Right. Amen. And I mean, if you only love people you agree with, you're not going to love anybody. And so I don't agree with them on their lifestyle, but at the same time, I love them and care about them. And many of them love and care about me. Yeah. But this says when you see militant homosexuals trying to ram their lifestyle down other people's throat, and that kind of behavior, it says that's a sign of the last day. No, I didn't say it. Take it up with Jesus. Well, that's hate speech. Actually, you're closer to hate speech than me, because if you're wrong, you're sending people to hell. Amen. That's hate. Can you say amen? There have always been homosexuals, but this is about militant homosexuals who are attempting to force their will and lifestyle on others. I may love you and care about you, but I do not have to agree with you. And America has become so petty that people disagree with them, they have a heart attack. Okay. You know what they told me when I disagreed with somebody? Grow up. Okay. Just grow up and learn to love and tolerate everybody. Grow up. Amen. It's time we went back to that, telling people to grow up. Quit getting your feelings hurt every time somebody looks at you cross that. You see, this is a sign of the last generation. Jesus said, as in the days of Lot. Now, there's a lot of other things. God's judgment is coming upon all the disobedient. Jesus prophesied that Jerusalem would be destroyed and the Jews scattered and brought back to Jerusalem. This, to me, is one of the greatest signs that's just totally irrefutable. The Jewish people were scattered all over the world for 2,000 years. Did you know that? In Luke chapter 19, verse 44, Jesus says, they will level you, Jerusalem, to the ground, and your children within you, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation. What's he saying? He's saying, because you rejected me, and you did not recognize me as your Messiah, you did not recognize me as the Son of God, Jerusalem is going to be leveled to the ground. Well, Jesus was so loving and compassionate. He said Jerusalem's going to be destroyed, and it was. This is not in the future. This has already happened, and it's in the history books. I'm a history major, and I've studied it. And all you got to do is look it up. It really happened. Jesus says, because you did not receive me, you'll be destroyed. You see, God is a God of compassion, but also a God of vengeance. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. A lot of Christians have made Jesus, God, into a big teddy bear. He is a loving, compassionate God. He wants to help you and bless you. That's his goal. That's his purpose. But if we continue to rebel against him, he is also justice and vengeance. If people mistreat you and don't repent, he's going to have vengeance on them because they mistreated you. Amen. Vengeance is mine. And we're told not to seek revenge because God will do it for us. Amen. And so vengeance has to come for him to be a just God. He can't let people mistreat us and abuse us and not hold those people accountable. And he can't allow us to abuse and mistreat each other and tell lies and things on each other without holding us accountable either. Amen. Christians. Luke chapter 21, verse 20, look at this. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. Now, he prophesied this right before they crucified him. Verse 22, for these are the days of vengeance. Read that with me. For these are the days of vengeance. All who reject Jesus Christ will pay a high price. Verse 24, and they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led astray, be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. What does that say? That Gentiles are going to take over Israel and take over Jerusalem, and when the time of the Gentiles is fulfilled, they'll be driven out of Jerusalem, and the Jews will have control of Jerusalem again. You see that? Do you see who said that? Jesus. See, if you don't believe the Bible, we have nothing to talk about, because I believe every word in this Bible. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Jerusalem was destroyed, and the Jews scattered partly in 70 A.D., you've heard of Josephus. He wrote a book all about it. He's the one that helped lead the rebellion. And they were totally defeated. And part of Jerusalem was destroyed at that point. And it was completely destroyed and scattered in 135 A.D. because they rebelled against the Romans. Both of these times, in 70 A.D. and 135 A.D., Rome came in and destroyed them because they were rebelling against Rome. But Jesus said, it's God bringing vengeance. Amen. The nations of the world allow the Jews, listen, to return. And you can just Google this and look it up. This is not some mysterious something. Don't be Googling it now. Wait after church. The nations of the world allow the Jews to return to Israel in 1948. But the Gentiles still had control of Jerusalem. This is a sign the generation that sees Jerusalem delivered from the control of the Gentiles is the last generation. Didn't I just read that's what Jesus said? And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. The Jews were allowed to return in 1948, but that was after Hitler murdered six million of them. And so the world decided to give them their home place back so they'd have a safe place. Y'all pay attention? You see how God's working all this out in evil is evil, and God can use what evil people are doing, but he didn't bring the evil. It wasn't God that killed 6 million Jews. It was Hitler and the evil people that were working with him. But God used that to give them their homeland back. But the agenda in the nations of the world had to do that. That's why they're there. But the Gentiles still had control of Jerusalem. This is a sign. The generation that sees Jerusalem delivered from the control of the Gentiles is the last generation. I was sitting in my car eating lunch when this happened in 1967. I had turned on the radio and it was blasting the news about what just had happened in Israel. It was announced on the radio that the Jews had taken control of all of Jerusalem from the Gentiles in a very brilliant war strategy. So, and that was 1967, and that's the year Ronnie was born, my brother. That's the youth pastor here. And I believe that's the generation that will see the second coming of Jesus Christ. Before those people die off, let me pray that Ronnie will live to be 150. Assuredly, I'm just reading all this to you. You can do with it what you please. It's interesting, though. I never try to ram my messages and sermons and beliefs down anybody's throat. I throw them out, and you can take it or leave it. It's kind of like my mama. She put all these green beans and corn and everything on the table, and you can take it or leave it. And her cooking, you didn't leave it. Can you see? Thank you, Jesus. And so, anyway, it's just the way it is. Assuredly, I say to you, verse 32, assuredly, I say to you, this generation will not by no, assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away until all things take place. To the end, takes place. According to Jesus' prophecy, before Ronnie and those born in 1967 all die off, the second coming of Christ will take place. Unless I'm missing something, that seems to be exactly what he's saying. Yeah. This generation will not pass away until Christ's return. But you will have to admit, the world is in the worst mess it's ever been in. Yeah. We're on the very verge of blasting each other off this globe. Yeah. Well, this, who knows, maybe 200, if the Lord tarries, there is a verse that says, unless those days be shortened, there'll be no flesh saved. Unless those days be shortened, I think that means we're going to use those nuclear weapons and blow ourselves off this planet. So he is coming back. And if he doesn't come back pretty quickly, he's going to miss his chance because we're going to blow ourselves up. Who can disagree with that? The world has never seen a situation like this, ever. Amen. Seems like everybody and their cousins got a nuclear weapon in their basement or something. You know, who would ever thought North Korea would have one? And he's constantly threatening us. You never know what that guy's going to do. Amen. Let me think it's time that my people started praying. Yeah, my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Let me tell you something. The church is still here. We still have authority. And so don't panic yet. Let's take our authority and believe God to turn this thing around. Can you say amen? And there's people who say, well, it's the end time. Nothing we can do. Not so. It says, occupy till I come. We're to continue to take authority over demons and devils and demonized people. And we're continuing to walk in victory until Jesus shows up. It's not time to retire to the basement and pretend there's not anything going on around us. There's a lot going on around us, and we can have a big say in what happens around us. Take your authority. And one way to take your authority in America is go vote. Can you say amen? The mayor's election in the primary, and that was the main election. I don't think there's anybody running against the mayor except in the primary. I don't know exactly what happened, but 16,000 people in Knoxville showed up to vote. Out of, what, 200-something thousand people? And if you include the whole area, it's a lot more than that, but just people in Knoxville could vote. 16,000 people showed up to vote. Everybody should show up to vote. That's not why we have school boards that's full of demonized people. It's because God's people are sitting in the basement expecting Christ to come back, and they're not occupying. Amen. Get out of your basement and go vote. Did you say amen? We can still do something. Lazy, lazy, lazy. We get lazy. Me too. And everybody thinks about vote for the president. I mean, that's probably the least important, really. In some ways, the school board, they affect your kids. The mayor, that's the one that controls the chief of police and the policeman. That's important. And then the governor. Each state has a lot of authority over us. We need to be sure we elect the right governor and the right state legislature. Can you say amen? The senators and the congressmen, federal, are all important. The president's important. But we neglect some of the most important parts of our government. The church is here, and we need to get off our do-nothing. You don't have to wind up in the street with big signs. Just you can go to the ballot box. And you need to do it while you still can. Powerful. Now, powerful end time signs include climate change. Oh my God, we're going to destroy ourselves. Technology and preaching the gospel are all signs. 2 Timothy 3:1. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self. Anybody want to disagree with that one as being a current issue? Lovers of themselves, lovers of money. People will kill you for a dollar. In some cases, boastful, arrogant, revelers, disobedient to parents. Well, that's a big one. Why would God put that in there? Because disobedient to parents is a major problem, a major sin. And people are, as I said last week, teachers and different ones are even encouraging some kids to ignore their parents and to rebel against their parents. And this is one of the signs of the time. Disobedient to parents. Ungrateful. America is still the most blessed nation in the world with all of our problems, and we're the most ungrateful people on earth. We complain about everything. I was back there preparing myself, listening to the praise and worship, having a good time, and it got so hot in my where I was sitting back there, I came out to check the air conditioner. Somebody forgot to set that air conditioner down, and I was burned up back there. And I was about ready to start complaining. But I just came out and fixed it myself. Did y'all see me? A lot of times we just complain and we need to fix it ourselves. Amen. Used to, we were complaining about the air conditioners in this church not working at all. Some of them not working at all. And we did something about it. We raised money and replaced them. You can sit back and complain, or you can get off your do-nothing and fix it. But we are very ungrateful people. Verse 3, and we born-again believers, we can be just as bad. Unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips. Boy, that sounds like church. Not this one. Some churches I've heard about. Malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good. Boy, America is full of people who hate good. They hate good preaching. YouTube had some of my sermons listed as hate speech. There's nothing hateful about any of my speeches or sermons. I love everybody. I want to help everybody, and I love people enough just to read the Bible. And like I said, you can take it or leave it. There's nothing hateful about that. We should be adult enough that we can discuss things even if we disagree with them. But he preached something I don't like. We got to shut him down. Well, God's going to shut you down. That's what's going to happen. Brutal. Haters of good. You see, this is almost a perfect description of the world we live in. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revelers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious, gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good. Doesn't that sound like the world we live in? That wasn't the world I grew up in, I tell you that. Something's happened. In Luke 21, verse 10, then he's always been evil people. You know? But boy, It just seems like evil has just sprung up everywhere. Luke 21:10. Listen to these scriptures. Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation." Is that happening? Okay. And kingdom against nation. Well, that's always been going on. Yes, but all these other things weren't going on at the same time. Now they're all going on at the same time. Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilence in various places. Infectious diseases, infectious epidemics. Have you ever heard of Ebola and HIV? What about this one? Coronavirus, COVID. You ever heard of that? That's a strange brand new one that just came out of nowhere. Nobody ever seen anything like it, and it killed, what, millions of people? Then it killed about 1 million Americans? Listen, folks, something's going on. That's one of the signs of the time. Great earthquakes, famines, and pestilence, like infectious epidemics, Ebola, HIV, coronavirus, and many other things. And then it says, and fearful events, like atomic explosions, and great signs from heaven. What's a UFO? It's a sign from heaven that this is the last day. That's what it is. And all the research, they can't find anything to prove anything, but they're seeing all kinds of signs. And people are scared to death. Oh, these little green men going to show up any day. You need to be more concerned about the judgment day. Amen. That's a real concern. Judgment day. Verse 25, there will be signs in the sun. Sun flares. And right now, it says this major change is taking place in the sun. And we may, instead of having a climate warming, we may be headed for climate chilling, getting cold. And these sun flares are terrible. Okay. And about the time of the Civil War, there was a sun flare that was so powerful it melted SOO, what do you call the, somebody help me out? Telegraph. And it melted them. It's so powerful it shut down the telegraphs. If we had one of those now, it would put the whole world back in the Stone Age. One big sun flare could fix your cell phones that never work again, in your car that would never work again, the air conditioning, everything in this church would never work again. I mean, we are so cozy in our world, and one sun flare could destroy it, all of it. And there's some funny things going on with the sun. And the sun is the cause of global warming. It is global warming, but it is not man-made, and I dare anybody to prove it is. Amen. I've made that dare many times, and nobody's ever brought me any evidence because there's no evidence. And all the best scientists say that is true. I don't just sit back and hear and listen to everything and believe everything I hear. I am a college graduate, seminary graduate, have an earned doctorate, and I do my own research. I don't listen to other people. There is global warming, but it's the sun. It's one of the signs of the time. Christ is coming back, and people need to get ready instead of worrying about green. Okay. They need to worry about red. Being washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Thank you, Jesus. Don't misunderstand. God told us to take care of this planet, take dominion, and God does hold us responsible for keeping this thing clean. Don't misunderstand. God wants us to do everything we can to keep our planet clean, keep our air clean, and he really doesn't like it when you throw your candy wrappers out on the side of the road. Dirting up his planet. Verse 27. Then they will see the Son of Man. When you see these signs, then they will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. When see all these things happening, then the next thing you'll see is Jesus Christ. You better be ready. Verse 28. But when these things begin to take place, your redemption is drawing nigh. We should be excited about redemption and not dreading it. if we're born again. You see, we are witnessing one disaster after another, hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, droughts, earthquakes, fires, famines. All these fires are global warming. It's just, some of this stuff is just signs of the time. Sun flares and horrible diseases and viruses. You see, the second coming is near. Daniel 12:4. Look at this. But as for you, Daniel, conceal these words and seal up the book. You need to be taking notes on this because you need to be able to explain this to your kids and grandkids. Can you say amen? Amen. And, but as for you, Daniel, conceal these words and seal up the book till the end of time. Many will go back and forth, and knowledge will increase. In the last days, knowledge will increase. Let's look at that. The 20th century saw the development of the car, the airplane, the telephone, the cell phone, the television, the atom bomb, the computer, the robot, and penicillin. There was no real modern medicine until the invention of penicillin in the 40s, early 1940s. And that's when modern medicine really began to kick in and they were able to really save lives. Up until the 20th century, civilization had continued almost the same for 6,000 years. And in these last years, all of this knowledge has developed. Now doctors can reattach a finger or an arm, do major organ transplants, do hair transplants, and some of us need one. I was talking about Stan and me. It just costs too much, Stan, right? And do laser surgery without cutting the patient. I mean, we're all upset about all kind of little things, and we're living in the greatest generation that's ever been. We have more to be excited about, more to be thrilled about than any generation in history, and all we do is complain and bellyache about everything. We have smart bombs, radar detectors, thank God. Radar detectors, I don't have one. Email, voicemail, aircraft carriers, submarines, birth control pills, fertility clinics, CDs that can contain several encyclopedias in one CD. All that man learned in 6,000 years has doubled in the last 2 years. Knowledge is doubling every 2 years. This is a sign. Oh, I forgot to mention artificial intelligence. My daughter's working in the Pentagon with artificial intelligence, partly to be able to confront China because they're developing it. Can you say amen? And she's been traveling all the world working on that. And I told her, if you get artificial intelligence, I want some. Plug it in. Okay. Y'all didn't get that, did you? Matthew, wasn't that funny anyway? Matthew 24:14. This gospel, listen, of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. It's been almost impossible to do that until now because getting into some parts of the world is just impossible. Now, almost everybody has a cell phone and a television. Even the jungles all over the place. They may not have anything else but to have a cell phone and a television. You see, God is using modern technology to preach the gospel. Facebook, cell phones, email, videos, podcast, and streaming. Hello. Dottie's podcast, I think, has now downloaded well over 50,000 in all over the world. My sermons, I think, are still around 4,000 or 5,000, but some of these days maybe I'll gang on her. Okay. But the point is that the gospel is being preached. And a lot of her downloads are in Muslim nations. People downloading her podcast for their children. Isn't that incredible? And look at that. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. Can you see all these signs taking place at one time? God is using modern technology to preach the gospel all over the world. Satellites are beaming the gospel to TVs all over the world. Rajan, one of our missionaries in India, he was allowed by the government. I haven't talked to him lately, but I assume it's still going on. He's allowed to preach the gospel to all of India, and no one's ever been able to do that. And he prays for people on the television, and they're healed in their huts all over India, in their houses all over India. Great things are happening. The gospel's being preached to the whole world. 2 Thessalonians 2:1. Now we request you, brethren, with regard to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, the rapture, let no one in any way deceive you, for it will not come unless the apostasy comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed. The apostasy is taking place right now. What does that mean? People turning their backs on Jesus Christ and walking away. Paul says there will be a great apostasy. The Antichrist will be revealed in the end, and the end time, and then the final end will come. The great apostasy is taking place right now. Whole churches are turning their backs on the teachings of Jesus Christ and walking away. They are legalizing people to preach in their pulpits and serve on the boards and serve in their churches, teach Sunday school, that are practicing rebels against the Word of God. Amen. Great falling away from God and His Word, from Jesus Christ and His Word. They exchange God's truth for lies. The Antichrist has not been revealed, but the secular humanists and globalists are working day and night to build a one world government so he can take over. They don't know they're working for the Antichrist, but they are. In the end, there'll be a one-man rule of the Antichrist, and that is not good. But it's prophesied, and it will happen. It's not good for people. This is why they're trying to destroy America, is to get us out of the way so they can have one world rule. And all this is happening right now at one time, and you just never know when that last bell is going to ring. So we need to work like crazy to get everyone in our family saved and born again and turned on to Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? And we need to do everything we can to walk in victory all the days of our lives and not be discouraged by the wickedness all around us. It says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. Listen, I'm not waxing cold. How about you? Let's all stand.